And a very good afternoon indeed, ladies and gentlemen, to spectators around the course, to listeners at home, and welcome to the third and final day of the Southern 100 meeting for 1972. I remind you that commentaries on the Southern 100 Solo Championship coming up shortly are brought to you by courtesy of Island Garages. For complete personal attention, it must be Island Garages. Both the official cars used today are Vauxhalls from Island Garages in Douglas and Ramsey. See the wonderful range of Viva Saloons and the Estates, the fabulous 122 Brake Horsepower VX 490 Sports Saloon, and the exotic Opel Manta Coupe at Island Garages today. All these cars are also available from Shaw Garages, Station Road in Port Erin. Well, this is the climax of the week as far as the solo boys are concerned. Last night we had the classes for 250, 350 and 750, and 45 of the fastest finishers in those races have qualified for this race this afternoon. We'll give you a list now, if you have your programs ready, a list of the riders for the race this afternoon. I'll give you them in numbers only, and then you can follow from your race card. The numbers for this afternoon who have qualified are numbers 2, 6, 7, 10, 11, 14, 15, 18, 20, 21, 30, 34, 35, 55, 57, 59, 64, 65, 66, 69, 70, 72, 73, 80, 85, 87, 104, 112, 114, 115, 119, 120, 123, 128, 130, 131, 132, 133, 135, 136, 138, 139, 142, 144, 145, 147, 148, 152, 153, 158, and 159. Those are the men who have qualified. You'll notice there that six of the riders have a choice of which machine they are going to take out, having qualified in two events. And if we can just have a quick check now on the numbers, I notice that Charlie Williams is riding as number 57. Just looking at the front row, and number 65, Don Padgett, is elected to ride machine number 65. Selwyn Griffiths is on machine number 59. We now look for number 69 or number 15. Number 69 or number 15. And this is Michael Laverty, but he doesn't seem to be on the grid as yet with either machine. He should be in the third grid, but he hasn't arrived as yet, so we can't tell you which machine he's going to ride. Number 112 or 6, that's local boy Roger Sutcliffe. And Roger, as expected, I would think, is riding the bigger of the Suzukis. He's riding as number 112. And we'll give you the news on Mike Laverty just as soon as he makes an appearance. One notable, and another one here, 119 or 55. And just checking the grid now as I'm talking to you, he should be in the second row, and it's 119 that George Short is riding. George is on the big machine also, 119. We had some dramatic news just recently that one of the non-starters is going to be number 120, Bill Smith, the man who won the 750 class last night and the championship last year. Apparently, during his winning ride last night, he cracked a piston on the big Honda, and he reckoned it would have been a 16-hour repair job. So Bill Smith is a non-starter from that front rank. That's number 120 is a non-starter. Bill Smith, incidentally, holds the lap record, which he set up last year in 2 minutes 56.4, an average speed of 86.73. This, of course, is for this championship meeting, the championship race. The race record for the 700 championship stands in the name of Billy Guthrie from 1970, when on a Yamaha he completed the race in 35 minutes, 59.2, an average speed of 85.03 miles per hour. Well, that's set the scene here at the moment, where engines will be cut and the race will be underway in approximately 4 minutes by now, I would think. So let's travel round the course to Ballabeg, and we have a message for Ian. If Tim O'Hanlon has not arrived yet, he was a little bit late. He is making his way there via the back roads and will be there for the races this afternoon. So that's a thought for Ian, and now let's collect thoughts from Ian at Ballabeg.
Well, we had heard, in fact, that my assistant and my timekeeper, Tim O'Hanlon, had arrived at Castletown a little bit too late to get through to Ballabeg before the roads closed, and we imagined that he was now making his devious way all around the Manx countryside on his way to Ballabeg by the back roads, and we shall expect to see him shortly. He's got to get to a point about a mile and a half out around this 4 1/4 mile Balaun circuit, and so that, translated into terms of racing time, means that about a minute after they start the lap, they arrive here at Ballabeg Three Roads. It's three roads to the ordinary motorist, a sort of a T-junction, but if you happen to be riding in the Southern Hundred, you approach it along a series of swinging right and left-hand bends from the farm called Ballinorris, which is about 1/4 mile down the road back towards Castletown from us. The competitors come into my view between the farm buildings, which are situated on both sides of the road at that point, and they travel this 1/4 mile swinging from their left ear hole to their right ear hole and back again, as it were, finally coming right down through the gearbox to bottom gear to negotiate what for them will be a very tight right-hand hairpin bend. It's a case of bottom gear without any doubt at all, and an excellent vantage point for the many spectators who have come out this afternoon to watch the Southern Hundred Championship. It's a comparatively slow corner, and so the spectators have a jolly good view of the machines and of the men who are riding them. Now, last night I told you that we'd had some Welsh gremlins in our commentary box here who were rooting, obviously, for Selwyn Griffiths. Well, they've been at it again, and this time they've been composing some poetry. And with reference to last night's 350cc event, they say, "He is the Welsh wizard. He proved it once again. The only one to beat him has got a Welsh name." And that's presumably a reference to Charlie Williams. And referring to the 750cc race, and with Bill Smith's absence, this could be prophetic as well. Smithy Boy and Stanley Woods, they had a lot of power, but come this afternoon, you'll see Selwyn's finest hour. Perhaps we will, and Selwyn Griffiths is riding number 57, rather 59, as Peter's told us. He's elected to ride the smaller machine, but a Yamaha, very, very fast machine, and so he will be out to improve on his second place in the 350 class last night and third place in the 750. Dry roads, of course. The roads have dried out after the overnight rain. It's still overcast here, but very warm, and just a cooling breeze to make things comfortable for the spectators sitting on the hedges. There we are then, good weather conditions, perfect racing conditions at Ballabeg. Now back to Peter Neal.
Where I remind you once again before the start of the race that commentaries on the up-and-coming Southern Hundred Solo Championship are brought to you on Manx Radio by courtesy of Island Garages. See the Flamenco Red Viva being used as the official car today. Fitted with a 2.3-litre twin carburetors and with an overhead camshaft engine, it produces no less than 122 brake horsepower. Any one of the Island Garages group of companies in Douglas or Ramsey or Shaw Garages in Port Erin, they'll be pleased to give you further details of this car and other great Vauxhall models. The commentary's up and coming, brought to you by courtesy of Island Garages, and we've been informed now 2 minutes to go before the start of the event. A reminder to all spectators around the course that today people will be going around with collection boxes, and we do ask you please to give generously when they come along to you, because your support helps to keep these races going, and you must admit they are very, very enjoyable races. So when the collecting box comes past you, please dig deeply and give generously, and the Southern Motorcycle Club will be very grateful. We remind you also that this evening in the square in Castletown, the presentation of the trophies, this will be preceded by the selection of Miss Southern Hundred for 1972, with dancing to the 7:30 disco in the square starting from 7:30 this evening, and cheer the boys as they get their trophies.
One of the notable non-starter is Bill Fulton, with 1 minute to go now, a popular rider over here. I had a phone call from him from his home in Liverpool. I know he's listening in this afternoon, and he said to tell the boys he's sorry he's not here, but his wife presented him with a replica on Friday evening in the shape of a baby boy who he's naming Daniel. So Bill Fulton said he's very sorry he's not here with us. We have some additional non-starters just been notified. They are number 133, 128, 138, and 21. Those are additional non-starters just informed, 133, 128, 138, and 21. But now, the seconds ticking away, and side by side, on the front rank, Charlie Williams and Selwyn Griffiths, and completing the front rank, number 65, Don Padgett with the Padgett Yamaha. Bill Pycroft, the timekeeper, raises the Manx flag now, and down, the race is underway. Just listen to these machines as they leap into life. And it looked very much to me like Charlie Williams made a very good start, and I think Stanley Woods was also there, not far behind him. There's a couple of machines still pushing as they disappear from our view. But it looked like Charlie Williams from here, who had got a very, very good start indeed, and number 130 is an additional non-starter also. That's most unfortunate, obviously, a bit of machine trouble on the line, so number 130 is also a non-starter. Manx interest centres around the following riders: number 11, John Tier; number 112, Roger Sutcliffe; 119, George Short; and number 135, Dennis Proudman. Already 55 seconds. Shortly, this bunch will be reaching Ballabeg. To describe it, Ian Cannell.
The first man is in view, and the second, and passengers in the Isle of Man Railway are going to have a grandstand view as they go right underneath the course at the Iron Gate. The leader at Ballabeg, number 57, Charlie Williams, a double winner last evening. He's followed by number 115, Stan Woods, and number 145, which is Steve Tonkin, well up there. 119 is there, number 65 is there, 119 being George Short, local competitor, up on the leaderboard at the start of the race. Don Padgett is also well up there. Listen to this noise. It's difficult to compete with this. They're coming through here in a continuous stream. Well bunched yet, but here's number 14, Tom Herron, who was third in the 250 last night. He's obviously had a bad start. And would you believe Selwyn Griffiths, number 59, right at the back of the field. Well, this is dreadful luck for Selwyn Griffiths, the Welsh wizard. He has a very, very bad start, and he is last man through Ballabeg, just in front of travelling marshal Alan Killip, bringing up the rear of the whole field. But leading the field, number 57, Charlie Williams, just about 30 or 40 yards on the road, ahead of number 115, Stan Woods, second in the 750 class last night behind Bill Smith. Number 145 was in third place here. That was Steve Tonkin on his 496 Sealy from Carnforth in Lancs. And number 119 was in fourth place, local competitor George Short. That is a very good start for the local competitor, who he lives right here at Ballabeg, so he certainly knows his way around this Balloon circuit. Now the leaders, in particular number 57, Charlie Williams, will be getting towards the end of this first lap, 4.25 miles, remember, and so for news of him, back to Peter Neal.
Well, very shortly, we expect them to come into our view. It's 2 minutes and 50 seconds on our watch since the race started. Number 18, incidentally, Richard Healy on the Yamaha, arrived very late after the field had gone and was still pushing, trying to get the machine to fire. But here's the leader, and who else but number 57, Charlie Williams it is. And he has opened up quite a gap. In second place is number 115, Stanley Woods. And it's still number 145 in third place, with number 65, Don Padgett, up into fourth place, followed by George Short, number 119, and number 147, Malcolm Moffat. And they stream through here now. There's number 64, I noticed, round about ninth place, Mal Kerwin. Number 70 goes through, that's Terry Kermode. And the field sweeps down here now. It really does. There's John Teal, local boy number 11. We keep an eye out to see where Selwyn Griffiths, has he moved up through the field or not?
He's well down the field. Here he is, number 59, Selwyn Griffiths. He's 40 seconds down on the leader at the end of the first lap. 40 seconds down at the end of the first lap, Selwyn Griffiths, as the field continues to stream through. Here's Roger Sutcliffe, the other local competitor, not looking very happy, going very, very slowly, but now over to Ian.
Where we've got number 57, Charlie Williams, now establishing quite a lead over 115, Stan Woods, 145. Steve Tonkin is there, and he's in a comfortable third place ahead of Don Padgett, number 65, in that familiar red and yellow streamlined Padgett Yamaha. George Short is there fourth place, but he's got 147, Malcolm Moffat from Ormskirk, right on his tail. Number 66 is the next through. That's Peter Welfare, who came fifth in the 350 class last night. And we're looking now for Selwyn Griffiths, who will be carving his way through this field. 40 seconds down on the leaders at Castletown. He's got a mile and a half to make up time between Castletown and Ballabeg. There's number 14, Tom Heron, who also had a bad start. He's picking his way through. And here's Selwyn, number 59. He's in the middle of a bunch, and Tim O'Hanlon, who has now arrived with us, says that he's in 29th place. So there is something for Selwyn Griffiths, a challenge for him. 29th place on lap two at Ballabeg. The leader still, number 57, Charlie Williams, by 5 seconds. 5 seconds ahead of number 115, Stan Woods on the Crooks Suzuki, with number 145 riding a tremendous race, Steve Tonkin from Carnforth in Lancashire, up into third place, a newcomer to these. No, he's not a newcomer, but certainly not one of the men we'd expect to see on the leaderboard at this early stage in the race. Looking back towards Ballinorris, I can see one competitor has stopped there making adjustments. He's too far away for me to identify his number at this stage. But number 18, Richard Healy, who was sixth in the 250 last night, takes his 246 Yamaha through Ballabeg right behind the rest of the field as we go back once more to Peter Neal.
Well, very shortly, we expect to see this white fairing, the white helmet of number 57, Charlie Williams, leading out in front as he was all last night. And here he is, once again like clockwork, number 57, Charlie Williams, across that line now. Here's Stanley Wood, still in second place, number 115. And still up in third place is number 145. 145, that's Steve Tonkin. Don Padgett still in fourth place. Don Padgett some 13 seconds down on the leader, and these four leading riders have certainly opened up a gap. Here we have now number 147, and there's George Short. Malcolm Moffat and George Short go past together. 131, a Cowles matchless. That's David Williams. Number 70 goes through, and we started the watch to see if Selwyn Griffiths pulling out any of that leeway. A bunch of riders comes here now. Selwyn Griffiths is not among them. Here he is now, Selwyn Griffiths. He's 46 seconds behind. On the first lap, the leader, Charlie Williams, averaged 82.52. Stanley Woods averaged 80.52. And the third place man, Tonkin, averaged 80.18. 45 seconds, Griffiths is down. What is it at Ballabeg?
We'll tell you very shortly, because 57 is through. There is number 115. And number 145, Steve Tonkin, seems to be closing on Stanley Woods. And there's number 65, Don Padgett, as well. The lead for Charlie Williams now is 6 seconds. And I can tell you that the rider who was stopped down towards Ballinorris was, in fact, local competitor 112, Roger Sutcliffe. He has since restarted, but the machine sounding anything but right as he's gone away towards the cross four ways just ahead of the leading man, Charlie Williams. So that's bad luck for Roger Sutcliffe. Meantime, George Short, number 119, is well up there. He's in sixth place, completing the leaderboard behind number 147, Malcolm Moffat. There's Selwyn Griffiths, number 59, still picking up places. He's down to 18th place now. 29th place on the previous lap, 18th place this time. He's picked up 11 places, would you believe, in one lap. Selwyn Griffiths is on his way, and this is going to provide additional interest for all these spectators around this course. Number 80, still picking up the rear of the field here. That is number 80, David Wilson, on his 344 Air Mackie. But still they keep coming through. Charlie Williams, meantime, leading the race by 6 seconds from 115, Stanley Woods on the Crooks Suzuki. Now, back to Peter Neal.
And we remind you, commentaries on this exciting 700 Solo Championship are brought to you by courtesy of Island Garages. For personal attention from people who really care, it must be the Island Garages Group. Island Garages in Bucks Road, Douglas, and Parliament Street, Ramsey, who have a great selection of new Vauxhalls and Opals to show you, and for you to test drive yourself. Remember the place, Island Garages, Douglas and Ramsey, and Shaw Garages in Port Erin. Like clockwork, the Yamaha comes into sight. Number 57, Charlie Williams, we start the watch. Stanley Woods is dropping back slightly, definitely. 115 in second place. He's now 8 seconds down on the leader. And still in third place there, number 145, Steve Tonkin. Don Padgett still holds on to this fourth place, but he is now 18 seconds behind the leader. So the gap opening, Charlie Williams out there relentlessly moving. He's the next place man now, number 147. Moffat and George Short and Roger Sutcliffe would appear to be touring. David Williams, number 131, comes through. This is number 66, Pete Welfare. 123 goes through, that's Robert Hurst. And for local interest, we make it that number 11, John Tier, is lying in 25th position. There's Selwyn Griffiths, 49 seconds down on the leader. Charlie Williams is pulling away from the second place man, and Selwyn Griffiths just can't cut into any of that time difference. What's the position now at Ballabeg?
Charlie Williams is increasing his lead. He's arrived at Ballabeg just as the second place man, Stanley Woods, comes through the farm at Ballinoris. That's about a quarter of a mile on the road. There goes Stanley Woods now. Here's Steve Tonkin right behind him with gold arms to his navy blue leathers. Steve Tonkin riding a great race on his Sealy, still maintaining the advantage over number 65, Don Padgett, who goes past me now on his 350 Padgett Yamaha. The time interval now between Charlie Williams and Stan Woods, 10 seconds. 10 seconds now, that is a long, long way. And we've just completed 3.5 laps of this 12-lap championship race. 4 seconds only separate Stan Woods from Steve Tonkin in third place. And as I speak, there is Tom Herron still picking up places and Selwyn Griffiths just behind him. Selwyn Griffiths in 14th position now, just about 50 seconds or a little less, perhaps. There's not very much difference between Castletown and Ballabeg. And as I speak, number 132 and number 142 both stop here, each with some mechanical bothers. Number 132, Jeff Stanton on his Norton. Number 142, newcomer Jim Wright on his 740 Manx Triumph. They've both stopped here. They were traveling in very close company, and would you believe they've both got mechanical bothers at the same time. Number 139 also, we noticed Charles Dillon on his Norton BSA. He comes from Leyland in Lancashire, and at the moment he's had a futile journey because he's touring around the circuit with some mechanical bothers as well. But Charles Williams is leading by 10 seconds on the fourth lap at Ballabeg. By now he should be almost back in the sight of Peter Neal.
Almost indeed, I can hear the Yamaha as you hand over to me, and here he is, number 57, Charlie Williams, and that machine sounds beautiful, it really does. We start the watch, it's 5 seconds now, Stanley Woods not in view as yet, the gap is definitely widening, coming up to 10 seconds, here's Stanley Woods now, but he's dropped 15 seconds behind, 14 seconds he is behind, and Tonkin, number 145, appears to be closing that gap. Don Padgett, number 65, is about the same distance behind in fourth place. A machine coming in here now touring. The first four are through. And let's have a check on the times. At the end of lap three, number 57, Williams, was leading number 115, Woods, by 4.4 seconds. As number 147 comes through, followed by 119, which is George Short. And number 131, David Williams, is closing the gap. Some retirements, 152, Bob Jacobs is out at Ballinoris. Number 35, John Ashton is out at Cross Four Ways. Both riders are okay. The time difference between Woods and Tonkin in third place at the end of lap three was just under 4 seconds. So close racing indeed. The leaders at Ballabeg.
The leaders past Ballabeg, and the second man is approaching us here, Stan Woods. Charlie Williams is 10 seconds gone now. Stan Woods still approaching, down through the gears in the left-hand gutter, now throws it across the hairpin, and away he goes with the words Crook Suzuki emblazoned on the back of his leathers, and 145, Steve Tonkin is also through there, just 4 seconds still behind Stanley Woods. Meantime, Charlie Williams continues to pull out his lead, and it's now up to 15 seconds. So 5 seconds more have been added to that lead on this particular lap. Charlie Williams showing the form which he showed us last night and which couldn't be matched by anyone in the races in which he competed. George Short going through now in sixth place. Tom Herron still picking up places, and here's Selwyn Griffiths just trying to get past number 66 there, Peter Welfare. I'm sure he will do. And Selwyn Griffiths is still 54 seconds behind the leader, but he's up into 10th place and picking up places every lap. In fact, he picked up four places on that particular lap. And he's got just a couple of men in front of him whom I think he will probably get past on this particular circuit. So Selwyn Griffiths making up for that very, very bad start when he found himself right at the tail end of the field, bar none. Obviously some mechanical trouble as he started the machine, and he found himself right behind the whole field, and he had to carve his way right through. And that's no easy task when there are so many machines on the road as there are in this race. Charlie Williams, meantime, hasn't really got that trouble yet. He's not picking up too many of the back markers up to now, and he should have a clear run through to Castletown and back into the sight of Peter Neal.
Shortly he will. We just have a check now. And he's like clockwork, isn't he? Here he is, number 57, Charlie Williams, relentlessly pressing on, increasing this lead lap by lap. And for local interest, once again, let me tell you that number 11, John Tier, is now up into 19th position. John Tier on the 250 Yamaha up into 19th position. The second place man is here now, number 115, Stanley Woods. But the gap is increasing because he is now 20 seconds behind. And number 145 is definitely closing the gap. Tonkin is definitely closing the gap. There's the fourth place man, number 65, Don Padgett with the Padgett Yamaha. The first four are through and widening the gap. There's no doubt about it. 20 seconds now, the lead for Charlie Williams over the second place man, number 115, Stanley Woods. The fifth place man comes into view now, and this is number 147, followed by number 14, Tom Herron, George Short, and David Williams, and there's Selwyn Griffiths, 55 seconds down on the leader, who is now at Ballabeg.
He is approaching us, comes past the last warning board, goes across the corner now on his Dugdale Yamaha. Charlie Williams, who has two of the back markers right ahead of him, but I'm sure he'll have no difficulty in getting past them, and he's away out of my sight before the second place man is past Ballinorris a quarter of a mile away. Here is the second place man now. It's not the first machine you may hear, it's the second one. The first is number 136, Ken Nansen, but he's got 115 behind him, the blue and silver streamlining of the Crook Suzuki of Stan Woods, who has 145, Steve Tonkin, getting perilously close to him there, just 3 seconds behind. Number 65 is also through. That's Don Padgett, 5 seconds behind Steve Tonkin, and that's 1 second less than on the previous lap, too. So the third and fourth place men closing very slightly on third man Stan Woods, second place man Stan Woods. There's Tom Herron, followed by number 147, Malcolm Moffat, 119, George Short, 131, David Williams, and would you believe, Selwyn Griffiths, number 59, who's picked up another place now, and he is now in ninth place. Selwyn Griffiths is in ninth place, and he's still 56 seconds behind the leader. So Selwyn Griffiths not picking up very much actually on Charlie Williams, who continues to increase his lead to the extent that he's now got 23 seconds over Stanley Woods. 23 seconds now the lead for Charlie Williams as we go back once more to Peter Neal.
And we remind you that commentaries on this exciting race are brought to you by courtesy of the Island Garages Group. Why not visit Finchill Motors, Domain Road in Douglas, and see the fine range of Hunter, Avenger, and Imps. A brand new Avenger, four-door saloon, deluxe model with number plates, delivery charges, and registration fee, yours for just £940. The full range of Hillman cars are also available from Shaw Garages in Station Road in Port Erin. And there's Charlie Williams. The gap certainly is widening, and Selwyn Griffiths moved up through that field very well, as Ian was telling us, up into ninth position now after being at the tail end, which would put him in about 41st position. The second place man still in not in view. He's two boys who have been lapped. Included there was R. Douglas, number 85, but here's Stanley Woods, and it looks like being about 5 seconds a lap. 25 seconds down now, with Tonkin closing the gap, and I think Don Padgett also is closing up. Don Padgett, number 65, with the Padgett Yamaha,
followed by number 136, a man who has been lapped. That's Ken Nansen on a 4.96 matchless, 40 seconds since the leader left us. And the next place man in view, and who is it? It's number 14, Tom Herron. Tom Herron is moving up through the field now. He's there, and here's, yes, number 147, and Selwyn Griffiths right behind him. 147 is Moffat, with Selwyn Griffiths right behind him and about to overtake him as they disappear from our view, and we go back to Ballabeg.
There's Charlie Williams right on cue, just ahead of number 135, local competitor Dennis Proudman from Castletown, whom we make down in about 27th place or thereabouts. Meantime, I can tell you that number 142, newcomer Jim Wright from Sharrow at Ripon in Yorkshire, has stopped his Manx Triumph here, as I told you earlier. He's told me that he's got a broken gear lever. He's perfectly okay, of course, and he's watching the race from the Manx radio commentary box. There is number 115, Stan Woods, sandwiched between two of the tail enders, and Steve Tonkin in third place is getting really close there now. 2.5 seconds, Tim O'Hanlon tells me, but it's very few yards on the road. Number 14, Tom Herron, that we've been talking about, has really been doing well. Four laps ago, he was in 14th place. Then he went up to 11th, then to 8th. The last time he went past us, he was in 5th place, a position which he has held now and just gone past, ahead of Selwyn Griffiths, who is now on the leaderboard. 55 seconds behind the leader of the race, no doubt, but he's up on the leaderboard, having started right at the tail end of the field. So Selwyn Griffiths has now Tom Herron to catch, who's just about 100 yards ahead of him on the road, and he will start going up the leaderboard, a position to which he is very much accustomed. And really, it seems that Selwyn Griffiths has provided much of the interest in this race so far, as we come to the end of 7 laps of this 12-lap championship race. Charlie Williams, meantime, has increased his lead yet again to 27 seconds now over Stan Woods, who, as I told you, was sandwiched between several of the other slower competitors going round the hairpin here at Ballabeg a few moments ago. But there is quite some interest between second and third places, where that gap is narrowing. But now for news of the leader, Peter Neal.
And here he is, like clockwork, number 57, Charlie Williams. And it was interesting to note, for local interest, that number 112, Roger Sutcliffe, who apparently has been in the paddock, has restarted in the race, but is a few laps behind. Number 11, John Tier, is still maintaining that 19th position. He's been there for the last 3 laps, 15 seconds since Williams went through. This is not Stanley Woods. This is number 135, local boy, Dennis Proudman from Castletown, but he's Stanley Woods, and it's going to be in the region of 30 seconds the difference now. As he crosses the line, it's 29, and there's only 2 seconds separating Woods now from number 145, Tonkin, as Don Padgett goes through in fourth place. So the first four through, 29 seconds now, the lead for Charlie Williams. There's two of the boys who have been lapped. He's the next place man we expect. It's number 14, Tom Herron, and he's Selwyn Griffiths. Griffiths now closing the gap on Tom Herron, followed very closely indeed by number 136, a man who has been lapped. He's Moffat, Williams, and Short in that order, and now back to Ballabeg,
where Charlie Williams is just about to overtake number 18, Richard Healy, on his 246 Yamaha, who's just ahead of him there. And Charlie Williams is through and away from Ballabeg, and the road is absolutely clear. Charlie Williams, of course, is a tremendous performer in the Isle of Man. He won the lightweight Manx Grand Prix last year, and he finished up with 4 leaderboard places in this year's June TT. This man is no slouch either. Number 115, Stan Woods, who won the 500cc production TT this year. And there is Steve Tonkin, still there in third place, ahead of the Castletown competitor, 135, Dennis Proudman. Don Padgett is also through in fourth place, a position which he's held right from lap 2, 4 seconds behind Steve Tonkin. Steve Tonkin is still just about those 3 seconds behind. Hello there, Tom Herron. Tom Herron in trouble, perhaps. Couldn't get the machine to pick up. He's gone out of my sight. Meantime, Selwyn Griffiths is right behind him. And this is an interesting situation. Now, can Tom Herron keep the Yamaha going? The Yamcell, it is, in fact, a machine which was pioneered by TT and short circuit ace John Cooper. It's basically a Yamaha engine in a Sealy frame, called a Yamcell, and that's what Tom Herron is riding today. And it sounded as though the motor wasn't quite cleanly picking up as he took away from Balabek. He's got Selwyn Griffiths right behind him and ready to pounce. Meantime, Charlie Williams has got 30 seconds of a lead now, half a minute exactly, over Stanley Woods, who has just got that 3 seconds advantage over Steve Tonkin, and that gap has been pretty well the same, give or take half a second or so, ever since the race started 8 laps ago. Now Charlie Williams will be sweeping round that left-hander at Stadium Corner, round the right-hander at Alexander Bridge, onto the Castletown Bypass and into the view of Peter Neal.
And into the view indeed, because he's gone. He just crossed the line as you handed over, and I can tell you now the reason why. On his fourth lap, he broke the lap record for the 700 championship at 86.93. But on his sixth lap, he has lapped faster than any person before in the 700. An absolute lap record for Charlie Williams in 2 minutes, 53 seconds, 88.43 miles per hour. There's the second place man, Stanley Woods, 31 seconds behind. Number 145 and number 65 are getting closer together. 145 Tonkin and 65 Don Padgett. But let me repeat once again, an absolute lap record for number 57, Charlie Williams, on lap 6. 2 minutes, 53 seconds, an average speed of 88.43 miles per hour, the fastest ever on the 700 course. Tremendous performance indeed. And here's Tom Herron with Selwyn Griffiths really streamlining him there. We look away to our right. He can't pass him yet, but they're very, very close together. Quickly, let me tell you that for the 6 laps, Charlie Williams was averaging 85.76. Woods, 83.82. Tonkin, 83.58. Padgett, 83.24. Tom Herron, 82.01. The leader is through Balabek now, but second place man should be with Ian shortly.
He is. I can see him sweeping around these bends here. He goes left now, right again, past the first warning board. I see his right knee go out as he changes down, past the last warning board. Across the road he goes. Stan Woods on the Crooks Suzuki, and there is number 145, and Don Padgett is closing the gap. It's just two or three machines lengths now between Tonkin and Padgett for third and fourth places. There's nothing between them at all, so Padgett is making his move with just three and a half laps to go. The interval between Charlie Williams leading the race and Stan Woods is now up to 32 seconds. As Tom Herron and Selwyn Griffiths go past, almost nose to tail, Herron looks over his left shoulder and sees Selwyn Griffiths right there, almost on his shoulder. So Selwyn Griffiths is booked, it would seem, for a fifth place very shortly. He's all of 58 seconds, actually, behind Charlie Williams, which will give you an idea of just how fast the leader is going. 32 seconds of a lead. Number 69 has stopped at Balabek. That's Mike Laverty, who was fourth in the 350 race last night. He's a newcomer to the race from Toonbridge in Northern Ireland. He's done jolly well, but he's got mechanical bothers at Balabek as we go back to Peter Neal.
And before the leader comes, I have time to remind you that commentaries on this 700 solo championship race are brought to you by courtesy of Island Garages. Shaw Garages in Station Road, Port Erin, urgently require good, used, quality cars. Now is the time to get top trade-in value for your car against any new Morris, Vauxhall, Hillman, MG, or Opel car. Island Garages, these commentaries brought to you by courtesy of Island Garages, and the leader, Charlie Williams, has just gone through and a lap record under his belt. I remind you once again, in 2 minutes, 53 seconds, an average speed of 88.43 miles per hour. We look now for the second place man. He'll be a little while, but I can tell you for local interest that John Teal is moving up through the field very well. He's up now into 18th position and closing very fast on number 72, who is in 17th position, number 72 being Ian Tomkinson, and he's Stanley Woods, trying all he knows but can't make any impression. And he's number 65 up into third place. 65 is in third place ahead of number 145, Tonkin, who is looking down at the side of a machine, but we have a change there. Don Padgett has come up into third place now, chasing now Stanley Woods. That's the order at the end of this lap. Here's number 14, Tom Herron, and number 59, Selwyn Griffiths. And I wonder what sort of race it would have been if Selwyn Griffiths would have got a good start. He's certainly come up through the field very, very well indeed, but the leader now is at Balabek.
He's passed Balabek, in fact, just by a second or two. I can hear his machine accelerating away up through the gears as he goes away towards the tricky right-hander at Ballawhetstone, along the very, very fast section through the Billown Bends, which give this circuit its name, and then on to the sharp right-hander at the Cross Four Ways, which is very similar to this particular bend we're watching at Balabek. 25 seconds have gone, still no sign. Yes, here's Stanley Woods now, number 115. The red, white and blue all-enveloping helmet. And there goes Don Padgett in third place. Here's 145, losing ground now. Steve Tonkin losing ground, wearing a tinted visor in anticipation of some sunshine here on the Balaun circuit. It hasn't materialized yet. It's pretty overcast here this afternoon. But there's Selwyn Griffiths. He's now ahead of Tom Herron, who's still looking down at the left-hand side of the machine and obviously not very happy. So Tom Herron, after a valiant struggle back up through the field from way down on the first lap, has now seemed to have some slight mechanical bother, although he's still in sixth place. He's just been passed by Selwyn Griffiths, number 59, who really started right at the tail end on lap one and now finds himself in fifth place. Number 131 goes past in seventh place. That's David Williams from Pontypool, another of Selwyn Griffiths' countrymen. And he's followed by George Short, number 119, in eighth place. Number 73, just almost overdoing it on the corner here. That's newcomer Mike Pepper from Doncaster, but he gets away with it, and he's off out of my sight towards the cross four ways. There goes number 135, Dennis Proudman from Castletown. He's still circulating. And the lead for Charlie Williams, who's now with Peter Neal, is 35 seconds. What is it?
He is there, crosses that line as you hand over, Ian. Number 57, Charlie Williams, really motoring on, even though he's got a very, very comfortable lead indeed. Charlie Williams, number 57 now, completed 10 laps and two to go. And a very, very comfortable lead, as he did in both the races he won last night, setting up records as he went. And I think for the first time since the race started, the road here, the bypass road for the start and finish of the 700, is quiet, but not for very long, because he's the second place man in among a group of riders. Stanley Woods is 35 seconds behind the leader, and Don Padgett is closing. He's 5 seconds down on the second place man. That's the first three through, and he's still, no it isn't, it's number 145, of course, 145, Tonkin. And here's Selwyn Griffiths now ahead, number 59, Griffiths ahead of Tom Herron. And the average speeds after nine laps for the leader, Williams, is 85.86. Woods is averaging 84.09, Padgett averaging 83.81, and now back to Ian.
Where Charlie Williams has just gone through ahead of number 20, Robert Holmes, on his Suzuki. And really, Williams goes round this corner, I think I said this last night, as though he was on railway lines. He takes exactly the same line on every lap, and really he has no difficulty at all. As soon as he gets out of the corner, close up against the straw bales here on the left-hand side of the road, he gets it upright, he opens that throttle, and he shoots away like a rocket. Really, Charlie Williams has got the machine, he's got the ability, and he's showing both a very good advantage. Here's the second place man, number 115, Stan Woods. He's got a fairly clear road ahead of him, having got past two or three tail enders, which are getting all mixed up with Don Padgett, the third place man, as they go away from Ballabeg. He's weaving his way between them, and this man, number 145, is still in fourth place, but closing very rapidly. Tom Herron, who's got back ahead of Selwyn Griffiths again. And those two are nose to tail. There's nothing between them. A scrap there without any doubt at all, with just about a lap and a half to go between Tom Herron and Selwyn Griffiths. On the previous lap, it was Griffiths in the lead. Now it's Herron back in the lead again, and they are just a few seconds, just about 5 seconds or so, behind number 145, Tonkin, in fourth place. He's 10 seconds behind Don Padgett, who in turn is 5 seconds behind Stanley Woods, and Stanley Woods is 37 seconds now ahead of the rest of the field. Number 119, George Short, has picked up a place on that lap. He's up to seventh place now. So he's next behind Tom Herron and Selwyn Griffiths. Quite a time difference there, I should think. I doubt very much if George Short will be able to improve on that seventh place, but a very creditable performance by him. Meantime, the leader is back with Peter Neal.
He is indeed. Charlie Williams starts his 12th and final lap, and for local interest, once again, John Sear has got past number 72, and he is now in 16th position, having gradually worked his way up through the field from 25th position on the second lap. Number 20 passing now, number 20 is Robert Holmes on a Suzuki. 20 seconds since the leader left us on his last lap. That's number 87, Robert Parr from London on a Norton. The road quiet once again. It's coming up to 30 seconds now, and he's the second place man. No, it isn't. That's number 104. Stanley Wood certainly dropping well behind. It's coming up now to 40 seconds, but here he is in second. And Don Padgett is really closing. 42 seconds behind, but there's a dice. Can Padgett catch Woods? They're very, very close as they go into their 12th and final lap, but the leader now is almost with Ian Cannell.
I can see him approaching now, coming down through these bends. There are two tail-enders going past as I speak to you. Number 72 is the second of them, Ian Tompkinson. But there is the leader on his last lap, Charlie Williams, on the Dugdale Yamaha, sitting up a little more now, as you would expect. He can take things easy, make no mistakes on this last lap, and he has got the third checkered flag that he will see during this Southern 100 meeting. A tremendous performance by Charlie Williams, first in the 250 class, first in the 350 class, and now it would seem just about 3 miles or less between him and the checkered flag in the Southern 100 championship. He came sixth in this year's senior TT. He was fourth in the lightweight TT, fifth in the Formula 750 TT, second in the 250 production TT. Shall I go on? Winner of the lightweight Manx Grand Prix. But there in second place is Don Padgett, ahead of Stan Woods by about two or three machines lengths. So he has got past. Remember, Peter was telling us that he had closed right up with Stanley Woods. He's now got past. We've got a change of order, and Padgett has judged this race to a nicety. Now then, Steve Tonkin ahead, 50 yards ahead of Tom Herron. So there could be a change there. Selwyn Griffiths, meantime, dropping back. He's behind Tom Herron. He receives some urging on from one of the officials at the side of the road here, but shakes his head, and I fancy that the edge has gone off Selwyn Griffiths' machine. That is very hard luck, but he's still in sixth place, still a leaderboard place, and that is a really magnificent performance when you consider that he started right at the tail end of the field, last man through bar none on the first lap. Number 119, George Short, is through. He is in seventh place, a wonderful performance by him, but the leader, Charlie Williams, with a 42-second lead, will shortly be in sight of the checkered flag and Peter Neal.
And shortly he will. We look away to the right for the to the left for the first glimpse of him. Spectators will be waving to him. Here he is. No, this is number 11. The second machine is him, number 57. There he is. Charlie Williams takes the checkered flag and wins the race comfortably. And John Tier has managed to get through, and he will complete his 12 laps, which means that all except 15 riders have been lapped by Charlie Williams. All except 15 riders have been lapped by Charlie Williams in this 700 championship race. This is not the second place man, Woods. This is number 20, who is finishing a lap behind. In fact, I correct myself, because Padgett was leading at Ballabeg, wasn't he? 65 Padgett, or 115 Woods. It's Padgett. Padgett in second place. Crosses the line, some 40 seconds down, and Stanley Woods finishes in third place. The fourth place man, neither of these. This is 104 and 18. We look for the fourth place man now, who should be number 145. Here he is, a tremendous performance. Number 145, Tonkin, finishes fourth. Tom Herron, number 14, finishes in fifth place. And we wait now. Here he is, 59, Selwyn Griffiths, to complete the first six leaderboard. The first six men are in. As number 148, Keith Little, on a triumph, comes in. And as I was saying, only John Tier got through, so only 15 riders, or 14 riders, have completed the full 12 laps of the course. A reminder that Manx Radio's commentaries on the 700 Solo Championship are brought to you by courtesy of Island Garages Group. For personal attention from people who care, contact Island Garages Group, who are agents for Morris, Vauxhall and Roots vehicles, and offer the widest selection of new and high-quality used cars on the island. For new and used cars, visit the Island Garages Group, and of course they supply both the official cars that you can see on the course for the 700 races. Number 119, local boy George Short, has finished in seventh position. Last year he was third, I think I'm correct in saying, in the championship, but this year he has finished in seventh place. Number 119, George Short, and the other local man up in the first 20 or so will be number 11, John Tier, with the 250 Yamaha. And shortly we'll have the full results of the championship for 1972 and looks pretty certain to be a race average speed record as well as a lap record by who other than Charlie Williams. A record lap, I remind you once again, on the sixth lap of 88.43 miles per hour, the fastest that this course has ever been ridden. 88.43 miles per hour, 2 minutes and 53 seconds. And we wait, as I say, for the official time, but it looks on our watch somewhere around about 35 minutes and 43 seconds for the race time, which is inside Billy Guthrie's record from 1970. And there's local boy John Tier, number 11, and he finishes on our chart in 14th position. Well, here it is. It is indeed a new record for the 700 championship. The winner, number 57, Charlie Williams, on a 348 Dugdale Yamaha from Kelso, 35 minutes 43.4 seconds. 35 minutes 43.4, an average speed of 85.65 miles per hour, a race record. Number 65 in second place, Don Padgett, on the 350 Padgett Yamaha, 36 minutes 23.2, an average speed of 84.09 miles per hour. In third place, number 115, Stan Woods, on the 492 Crook Suzuki from Chester, 36 minutes 26 seconds 83.98 miles per hour. In fourth place, number 145, Steve Tonkin, on a 496 Sealy from Carnforth, 36 minutes 40 seconds, an average speed of 83.45 miles per hour. In fifth place, number 14, Tom Herron, on the 246 Yamsell from Newcastle, County Down in Northern Ireland, 36 minutes 43.4, 83.33. And completing the first six, number 59, Selwyn Griffiths, on the 349 Carl's Yamaha from Pontypool, 36 minutes 49.6, an average speed of 83.09 miles per hour. And local finishes, number 119, George Short, finished in 7th position, and number 11, John Tier, finished in 14th position. So, three races and three wins for Charlie Williams. And we remind you that the commentaries on that exciting 700 Solo Championship race were brought to you by courtesy of the Island Garages Group. Did you see the Flamenco Red Viva car being used as the official car today? This car is fitted with a 2.3-litre twin-carb overhead camshaft engine, and it produces no less than 122 brake horsepower. View this car yourself at the Island Garages in Douglas or Ramsey or Shaw Garages in Port Erin. And, of course, the other official car used at the 700 is an Emerald Vauxhall VX490 Saloon. The luxury and space allied to enviable power, with 122 brake horsepower, overdrive on third and top gears, plus comfortable layback seats. View this wonderful car for yourself at Island Garages in Douglas and Ramsey and Shaw Garages in Port Erin. And we remind you that these commentaries, and as I talk, in fact, here is the Emerald Vauxhall VX490, a really beautiful motor car driven by the official driver, Jackie Wood. And the spectators here at the grandstand, I'm sure, can see what a marvelous car this really is. The commentaries were brought to you, as I say, by courtesy of the Island Garages Group. And shortly we'll be handing back to the studios, and we've just been told by Jeff Cannell, as a matter of fact, that Selwyn Griffiths apparently had a little bit of a collision, but still managed to keep going all right. A little bit of a wobble around the place, but he managed to finish there in that sixth position. Hope you've enjoyed the commentaries on this championship, and don't forget, we've got the sidecar championship coming up very, very shortly indeed. And we'll be bringing you commentaries on that sidecar championship over 12 laps of this course in the very, very near future. Don Allen will be standing by to hand back to us just as soon as we're ready, and we'll give you the build-up and the alterations to program for this sidecar championship. Remember, it's over 12 laps and an exciting race in store. But in the meantime, from Castletown, just for a few moments, we return you to the studio. My kind of sound, my sound in Douglas, Rex Radio 232. My sound in Douglas.
The sounds of summer, right here on Manx Radio in the wonderful Isle of Man.
Special thanks to Peter Neal and his team of commentators for reports on that very exciting race. This is Manx Radio broadcasting from Douglas Isle of Man on 232 meters medium wave and our twin VHF services for finer listening. It's 15 minutes now past 3 o'clock. Back in the studio, it's more music for your Thursday afternoon's listening pleasure.